Good Tuesday morning. This is Your Care, Our Mission, hosted by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital on 97.7 The Bolt. This morning, we're talking with Courtney Palmer. She is the Director of Cardiopulmonary at HCMH. Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. I tell you, it has been very warm. It's summertime, of course.
Finally,
and I find myself outside, whether it's mowing the lawn or just working around the garage. I'm just trying to stay cool.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. It's so important to stay active, but we want to make sure that people are still being safe in the warm weather that we have been enjoying lately. So it's an important subject for people to brush up on, particularly important for our heart patients that we see to stay safe while being active during the hot summer months. Extreme changes in the temperature, whether it's hot or cold, puts added stress on the heart. And I always tell my patients that the lungs and the heart work together as a team. And so just like any team, when one part is struggling or maybe not pulling their weight, the other team member has to pick up the slack, right? So when the heart is under added stress or the lungs are struggling, it can cause a lot of issues. I'm going to tell a story that I came up with. It's not based on any one single encounter or patient that I've cared for, but it's going to sound really familiar to a lot of healthcare workers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready for story time?
I'm ready for story time.
All right, let's go. Our patient today is going to be called Bill. Bill has recently been diagnosed with heart disease. He was seeing his primary care physician at Unity Point this morning for a follow-up, and they told him he has some blockages that will likely need to be stented in the future to improve the blood flow in his heart. So his blood pressure and his cholesterol are also high, and his labs revealed that he's pre-diabetic. Obviously, Pat, his wife is partially to blame for this because she insists on baking every week, and she acts insulted if he doesn't sample her creation. So he's partially blaming his wife. Bill got scheduled to see Iowa Heart the next time that they're at the hospital here in Humboldt in the outpatient clinic, and he leaves his appointment and he's going to go bale hay. It's really hot out. It's July. It's 95 degrees. It's a hot Iowa summer day, but everyone knows that a farmer's work is never done. Bill considers maybe stopping at the gas station to get something to eat and drink. He was fasting all morning for his lab work, but he decides he's in too much of a hurry, so he skips it. And after about an hour into his work, he starts to feel really lightheaded. He notices that he has gone through the sweating phase, and now he's not even sweating. And instead, he's pretty clammy. His heart is racing, and he's feeling short of breath. And there might also be some pressure on his chest and a little bit of an ache down one of his arms. But it's not really anything to make a big fuss about. He sits down, and he rests. And he notices his legs feel pretty weak, too. His son insists on calling the ambulance. Bill refuses, but does let his son drive him to the ER. Once there, the nurse checks his vitals, and wouldn't you know it, his pulse is racing, he's panting for breath, and his blood pressure is sky high. So the team comes in, they quickly rush in, they perform an EKG, they start an IV, they draw some labs, perform a chest x-ray, and Bill's irritated because he's at the hospital now twice in one day. And he's even more irritated to find out that he's just had a heart attack. Can you relate to any of this stuff? Have you done anything like this before?
Well, I haven't, but is Bill okay?
Bill's going to be okay because we took really good care of him. But it's a common occurrence in every ED. We see this a lot. Is it wrong to be active in the summer? No, absolutely not. But we do need to modify what we do and when we do it. Using your upper body, like Bill was, to lift bales of hay on a hot summer day at high noon is putting the ultimate stress on his heart. And then the humidity that we're so blessed to have here in Iowa, that just adds another issue because with humidity, your sweat doesn't evaporate as quickly. So your body has a harder time actually releasing the heat. So there are some tips to safely stay active in the warm weather. The first one is timing. So avoid strenuous activity outside in the early afternoon. It's usually hottest between noon and 3, 11 and 4, right around there. So if you're going to do something, you're going to do outside work or outside exercise, early in the morning or really late in the evening is best. You want to make sure that you hydrate. So you should drink water before the activity, during, and after the physical activity. You want to dress smart, so wear lightweight, light-colored, loose-fitting clothing. There's a lot of brands out there that make moisture-wicking fabric also, and that can help. And, you know, a hat and sunscreen always recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what your body's telling you. Take breaks in the shade. And let your body adapt to our increasing temperatures. We go from a really chilly, rainy, cold spring to a super hot, humid summer day here in Iowa. And it takes a little bit for our bodies to adapt to that. So be gentle on yourself. Follow your doctor's orders. Always check with your primary care physician or your PCP before you start a new exercise program. And especially check with them if you have heart disease, diabetes, or other chronic conditions. There are certain medications that can exaggerate your body's response to heat, particularly beta blockers. So that's why it's a good idea to check with your physician and they can give you some specific guidelines for you. And then know the signs of heat-related conditions. So dehydration, if you're thirsty, you have dry, cool skin, you have a headache, you have muscle cramps, you're dehydrated. Severe dehydration might cause a person to feel confused, to be dizzy, to be irritable, have a rapid heart rate, breathe fast, or even go unconscious. If you experience signs of dehydration or heat exhaustion, you need to stop what you're doing, drink cold water, move to the shade or inside. If you don't get relief, or if your symptoms persist or get worse, you need to get medical attention right away.
Now, I've heard of people taking and putting cool washcloths that you can put around your neck or put mm-hmm. under your arms, put behind your knee. Are those some things that you could also do to kind of stay cool if you feel heat stroke coming on?
You can apply a cold compress to the back of your neck, like you mentioned, armpits, groin, back of your knees. And those spots, by cooling those spots down, can help to bring your temperature down a little more quickly.
Well, Courtney, I am glad that Bill is okay. But at the same time, I don't want to be a Bill. So I am going to take your story to heart. And I will be very careful this summer. And I'm glad that you were able to share that story with us. Because we do. We forget about it. And we just go out and we do the work. And all of a sudden we have issues later. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, if anybody has any questions about anything that we've talked about today, Courtney, how can we get a hold of you or your department?
So to reach the cardiopulmonary department at the Humboldt Hospital, you can dial 515-332-7627.
Courtney, thanks again. Courtney Palmer is the Director of Cardiopulmonary at HCMH, Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. She's been our guest on Your Care, Our Mission on 97.7 The Bolt. Have a great day.